The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you once again for the opportunity given unto us. We want to listen to your word. We say, Lord Jesus, that your word will illuminate our mind and we'll be able to receive that you got for us. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We want to continue with our study on Mary. And in the last program, we concluded the fact that Mary was able to make herself available for the Lord because the Lord will need someone to cooperate with him to be able to fulfill that he wanted to do. At the fullness of time, God sent his son to the world through the body of Mary. And the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ required the act of God's part and that of the woman. And that happened to be Mary. Now, Jesus had not been born. The Lord was waiting for that fullness of time when Jesus will be born. In preparation, Mary was chosen. But at the time that Mary was chosen, the Bible says something, that Mary was pledged. Let's go back to read this in Luke chapter 1 from verse 27. Let's start from 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. We have said that Nazareth was such a hidden town that, in fact, it was called Galilee of the heathen, Galilee of the unbelievers, Galilee of those people that are not wanted by God. And yet, that's exactly where God went to. Now, verse 27 says, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Mary was pledged. That means she had completed her engagement. You know, the engagement in the time of the Bible is not like the engagement that we know of. It is like getting married. As a matter of fact, it's going to last for a year. And during this 1 year, everybody will know that person had been pledged to be married to so-so man. During that time, the woman is to keep herself pure, not having any contact with anyone, not even with the husband. But already they have been declared that they are going to be married. It's so binding that if the woman had to go and have any affair with any man, she will be stoned to death. It's as binding as that. Look at it for a time. Now, Mary had got her plan, must have been preparing her mind. Now God came and said that, put a pause. I'm going to stop that. I have another plan. We will see that Mary was able to offer her body. You know, without offering our body, we cannot serve the Lord. Our body has to be offered. That means it has to be given up. We have to, if we don't offer this body, then there's no service that we can do for the Lord. The Bible says that she presented herself. Let's go on. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with a child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Verse 34. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. Is it a prophecy or what is going to happen between me and Joseph? Or what are you trying to tell me? Because I can't understand this. Mary was able to offer herself. She did not stick to her plan and say that I have my own plan. Angel Gabriel, can you listen very well? I have my plan. I know what I'm going to do in 6 months' time. I know what I'm going to do on my wedding day. I've already told all my friends, and I don't want people just coming and then disrupting my plan. Is that okay? So, Angel, I listen very well to what you have said, but I have my plan. No, Mary did not do that. Mary offered herself. You know how we know? Let's go to verse 38. I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. Let it be to me as you have said. I am your servant. I am the Lord's servant. He's not the servant of the angel. He said, I am the Lord's servant. I don't have any plan. The plan of God is my plan. I offer my body. If that's what God wants to use, what a great privilege for me that the Lord will want to use me. I offer myself, and so I am ready. Now, let's see something that happened to Mary here that we can learn from. And you will have to turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And see that it's still a continuation. The Lord is still looking for people who will be willingly, not grudgingly, they will willingly offer their bodies so that they will be able to serve the Lord. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Now, let's pause for a time and think. Are you sure you are able to present your bodies, your own body, as Mary did? Are you sure you are able to offer it as a sacrifice? You know what a sacrifice means? A sacrifice is when an animal is taken and is killed and is dead. Are you sure that you can do that with your body? And I know that somebody can say that, how do you think I can kill myself? This is what happened. When you offer yourself, you know, the Bible told us in that Galatians 2:20 that I've been crucified with Christ, yet I live, but the life that I now live is no more mine, but that of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we offer ourselves to the Lord, what we are saying is that, Lord, this body is not mine. I give it to you. You know what God will do? God will take that body, however bad you think that body is, however useless you think it is, however corrupt that you think it is, but you willingly, you offer that body to the Lord, the Lord will take it and the Lord will put his life. Although you have killed yourself, but now the life of God is in it, and you will now be a living dead body. If there's any way we can explain it that way, a living sacrifice, something that has been killed, but that yet is living. But it's no more its life that used to be there, that is there, but now the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. So living sacrifice means a constant, continuous sacrifice. A life of sacrifice means a person dedicated to the Lord, dedicating our body to live for God and to keep on living for God. When we look at that Romans 12 again, you will see that it starts with therefore. You don't start a sentence with therefore. There are some things that Paul has been talking about. You just don't say therefore I urge you. Therefore what? What is it therefore? And Paul has been talking right from that Romans chapter 1, talking to us about the mercies of God. What are the mercies of God? Some of them we will see in that Romans 3:24. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know why the Christian life is so difficult that you are finding it difficult to offer your body as a living sacrifice. But Paul was able to give us a clue to how we can offer our body. Mary, who was living in Nazareth of Galilee, that no one can ever think that God will go to, the Lord was able to reach her, and the Lord was able to use her. Let's look at that Romans 3, verse 24, and hear what Paul the Apostle said. And are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. This is one of the mercies of God. You are redeemed. You are justified freely. And by his grace through the redemption that came. Therefore, when you are finding it difficult to offer your body, remember the fact that you are redeemed by the Lord. That you are still to be a candidate for hell, but the blood of Jesus is the one that gave you that justification to have the right. Look at another mercy of God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the justification, that means the Lord said you don't have any record of sin. Because of that, look at what happened. You have peace with God. That peace is the mercy of God. Look at another mercy of God in that Romans 8:1. It says, therefore, there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the Lord of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. That is another mercy of God. You don't have any condemnation again. If we can go on and on about all these mercies of God. The Bible says, in light of the mercies of God, we must devote our body to God as Mary did, so that we will be able to offer him our body as a living sacrifice. Why must we offer it as a sacrifice? Because we easily misuse our body, believing it is ours. We use our body for fighting, for slandering, for backbiting, too much leisure, too active, resting too much, not resting enough, jesting, gossiping, unforgiveness, grudge. When you offer your body as a living sacrifice, you know what? You will not be able to use your body wrongly. You'll be using your body rightly. Even as Mary of Nazareth was able to offer her body to the Lord, and she started to be a service to the glory of God. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Our body are meant for you, Lord. But we are struggling with our body, saying that our body belongs to us. Mary, the mother of Jesus, said that, let it be unto me, Lord. Let it be unto your servant, exactly as you have said. Give us the grace to be able to offer our body also for you. You are not looking for another body for Jesus. Jesus has come. And when he comes back, he will appear in the cloud. He will appear and every eye will see him. And so you don't need any other body for the birth of Jesus. But you still need our bodies for a lot of your plans. Give us the grace as women to offer our bodies to you, Lord Jesus, that we will not take our body to be our own, but that we will see our body as the temple of the living God. Where are you, the Lord, you can dwell. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.